at school.
Okay, I'm here with the Robert Napier students who watched Ellie Gal just a few days ago. First of all, I just want to ask you all how you felt initially when you were told it would be a subtitled film. If anyone wants to speak about that.
Can we make sound effects? Like how we thought in our head? I was like, ugh, it's... Ugh. But then I was just like, hmm. Like when I thought about it, I was just like, it like intrigued me because I've never watched a subtitled film before.
Is that true for everybody else? Tariq, had you seen a subtitled film before?
Yes, I have actually. Yes.
What did you think of the thought of watching this one?
It's just like normal, really. I watch a lot of subtitled stuff.
So you were used to the fact that it would be a bit, you were comfortable with it being subtitled. Was anybody uncomfortable and it put them off at all?
At first it put me off and I was getting a bit like, because I've watched two subtitle films before and I found it hard to concentrate, but while I was watching it near to the end of it, I kind of found it a bit easier to kind of read it and see what they were doing, but at the start I found it quite hard to get into.
And you said, Billy, that you thought perhaps it would be weird because it was subtitled, because it was maybe from something from a different culture. Did it pan out that way? Having watched it, would you have said it was weird?
It wasn't weird. It was a different storyline to what we would have found like in a film in England, but it was still a solid film.
What did you think of the film itself? So what was your experience of it? What did you like about it? What characters did you like? Was any of it shocking? I know some of you, that was your reaction.
It was really graphic.
Like when she got hung, when she hung herself, it was like, whoa, you know?
I think you need to understand it on a more emotional level because you can't really understand the whole film because you're not that language.
So even though it was subtitled, language was a barrier, or was it a cultural barrier?
I think it was a language barrier because, like, if it was in English, like, and they were saying the same words in English, you would have, like, understood what they were feeling more.
But you couldn't get the full emotion.
Stop interrupting me. But because it was in a different language that we've like not spoke before, then we didn't really understand. We didn't really get the emotion that they were putting into it.
Okay, that's a fair enough point. What did you enjoy about the film, Byron?
I liked the parts. When she's like on the phone to like the like a kid that is like re-signifying with her son, but then I found it like took quite a while to get used to the subtitles, like because I've never watched anything with subtitles before. It's like a different experience for me.
Okay, that's fair enough. So the ending, some of you felt that it was a satisfying ending, some otherwise. What did you think of the ending, Prayer?
I didn't really like it because I felt like it was cliche.
Happy ending. Cliche.
Like every movie I watch has a happy ending. I thought I'd like to see something where like the mother loses her son or something, or he dies or something. I don't know. That's a bit supported. Anything that's just not the same as what every other film is doing.
It could have been like a mix-up. Like the conflict could have like the real conflict could have come at the end.
Okay, so not enough of a conflict at the end. Was it a happy ending? Is everyone in agreement that it was a happy ending?
I don't think so.
Wasn't it?
Because they didn't actually, you never find out if they actually did leave and live a happy life. You only found out that they were together.
I think that's happy enough.
They're more on the run now than they were at the beginning because, like, they're in trouble with the law now as well. Because she's been in there, they know who she is, they know what she looks like.
Maybe they could have expanded, like, at the end so we could actually find out what happens.
Right, so in terms of, if we're thinking of Todorov's structure, equilibrium, disruption and resolution, is there a resolution, or are you saying we don't really find out?
I think to an extent there's a resolution, because they're together at the end, so I think that's enough for us.
Emotionally, that you're kind of satisfied because I have my son back, innit? And I'm not... sorry. I can't think of any word other than innit. You have your son back and you're not in prison anymore, but... in terms of non-emotionally, not really, because your son's working for a gangster now, and...
Mafia,
correction. And, you got beat up, so... that's kind of a trauma you can't really get rid of.
So trauma, sort of shock, talking about emotions. How do we feel it dealt with immigration?
I thought it was quite confusing at parts, because like she's just going to get deported, and then she just like struggles, and then it's like, oh, you don't have
different
to go.
Laws.
It's like confused me a bit.
It portrayed immigration in a negative light, because it was just trying to show that the immigration officers just want the foreigners out of their country, which is wrong, without really listening to, like...
Can I say something about the ending?
Yes, please do.
It, like, leaves us thinking, like, it makes us think about what's happening, like, almost imagining, like, what their life would be like after the ending. Like, because they've left it like that, it makes us just like, what did they do? Like,
so is that a good thing? So maybe you could argue that Hollywood film quite often ties it up in packages and it's a happy ending, but this is a European film. Would you expect that from the next film, to have it being thought-provoking at the end?
I don't know what to think.
Because you haven't seen it yet. Fair point.
Deep of happy ending.
I mean, has anyone got any thoughts about the ending? Do they prefer an ending like that, or would they like it to be...
I prefer an ending like that, because it leaves you, like, talking about it and thinking about it, whereas in, like, Hollywood productions, you know what happens, and then after you're like, oh, that was good, and then don't talk about it again.
I don't like endings like that. I find it really annoying not finding out what actually happens.
Right, okay.
Like, thinking about it yourself, because there's so many different possibilities that could actually happen.
So no
real...
You
don't really get the answer.
No real closure to it.
It's unfinished.
But it feels unfinished. Okay, what do you think, Tariq?
Well, normally when I watch something and it doesn't really end, I've watched it either after or before or with my sister. So we'd always complain and debate about it. So I wouldn't say I mind, but it doesn't really bother me, because I've always got someone to complain about it with or talk about what could have happened and different interpretations of how it went.
Right, I think that's important, different, and that's what you're doing now, talking about film. Can I ask why you volunteered to do this in the first place? Because we've got another three films to watch.
It would be interesting and different from like watching a Hollywood film, because most of us have never watched a subtitled film before.
Wait, what?
Just explain, Anna, why you were interested in the first place.
Because it's different. Like, it's not something I would, like, voluntarily do. Like, I wouldn't just, like, oh, I might watch a subtitle film today instead of a normal one. So, like, yeah.
I thought it would be exciting to watch a wider variety of subtitle films. And I've never actually spoke about really films with a larger group of people. Like, it's only really my family that I spoke about a film.
Now you are talking about a film, but does it add to your experience?
Yeah, because like with everybody's different point of views, I kind of think about films a bit differently, like how it could have ended possibly differently.
What about going into the next film? So you've got another film to watch. How does it make you feel going into the next European film that you're going to experience? Does it make you feel that actually you're pleased that you're in this process, or if you didn't enjoy the last film, is that having an influence on how you feel about the next? I don't know. What are your thoughts going into the next one?
Food.
Okay, will the popcorn help?
I'm excited because the first one was really interesting, like emotionally, so I want to see if the next one is
so emotional, shocking.
Like loads of shooting.
I want a comedy kind of type of film. I think it would become, because you don't really need like the language barrier isn't that important, because you don't need a lot of emotion in it, so you can just kind of read the subtitles, which kind of help.
So are you still concerned about foreign language and subtitles in the next one? Is that still a concern of yours?
A little bit, if it's like a proper emotional film, but or like a documentary or something like that. But if it's like a comedy, like quite a silly film, or like an action film, I think it would be as important.
So you're looking for something more visual?
Yes.
Well, that will be interesting now in our next conversation. You actually don't know what the next film is about, and you haven't even seen the trailer. I think we're going to keep it that way, because it'll be interesting next time, and I'll just tell you the title of the film to get your opinions on it. But thank you very much, students, Robert Napier. So we've been speaking to Tariq, Byron, Becca, Prayer, Billy and Hannah. Thanks very much. See you at the next film.
I will see you.
I will see you too.
Peace out.
Bye.
How you doing?
Fred at school.
building new audiences for European cinema.